I've got some little robins.
Well, no, have you guys seen anything?
I'm going to go and put my earrings on. I'll be back.
So am I. I've just got mine now.
Oh, what are yours? Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah. I like those. Yeah.
They obviously, are. They're real diamonds and a real pearl and real gold.
Of course, of course.
Awkward.
Morning, Graham.
Morning.
Happy Christmas to you.
And to you.
Are you at your mum and dad's?
I am, yes. Yeah. They're here. Oh, as well.
Yes, we're very well.
Good. Okay.
Hello. Yes, all right.
I can take it.
Is Eleanor with you, Graham?
Right.
Eleanor with you?
Here she is.
Yes,
yeah.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, she's joining. Who's joining? Eleanor's coming to church, yeah.
I'll move on then, and you can get there.
Just oh, have you got your tiny earrings? Robins.
Oh, yes.
Oh, lovely.
Tiny robins.
Oh, you've got reindeers.
I've got reindeers. Yeah.
Lizzie bought them a couple of Christmases ago.
Morning, Hannah.
She should be there. She's up in Liverpool.
Hang on.
You change it. No, so, where? No, it's
where we want. Why? We're the same. Yes.
I can hear what you say. Hmm. Hang on. Yeah.
Go in.
Is that?
What? It's good, isn't it? Hmm. Clever.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too. Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah.
Morning, Ruth. No, she's not there yet.
See you.
Morning, Catherine. Morning, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Catherine.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Morning. Morning, Ruth. Happy Christmas. Morning.
Yes. Okay.
Martin's working.
Yeah,
Martin's working today and tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay. Listen, we praise God for people like Martin.
Absolutely.
Someone's got to do it, haven't they? So.
Yeah, they have,
yeah. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
So what time does his shift finish then, Ruth?
It should finish at 6, but that doesn't mean anything.
No.
So it can be later or, yeah, dead on time. Who knows?
Okay.
Okay.
We're all going to be showing the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hold it for that long.
I don't want it.
Okay. I just got a quick
check. It was fine where it was. See the bed. Yes, I can see it.
I can't hear at all.
Just give you that mess. Do you want me to lock you back in?
It's all right. Okay, darling. I'll see you later. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
what was it?
Roy and Brenda.
Morning.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Happy Christmas. Yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Goodness me.
We will start because I know many of you have got Christmas dinners to cook and other things to do. I will mute everybody just so that if you sing along, we don't get a lot of lagging and everything else. But this is quite going time to be music to everybody.
Adrian, we can't hear you because
of the music.
Welcome to our Christmas morning service. This is a day of great glory, for Jesus our Lord has been born. May we rejoice, receive, and reflect the light of the Lord today. We're starting by listening and singing along with our virtual choir as they sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Oh,
Let us pray. In a world where worry, not peace, prevails, stir up that good news again this Christmas. Make it real in our hearts. Never have we needed your joy and peace more than now. Thank you for the gift of Jesus, our Emmanuel, the Word made flesh. Forgive us for forgetting that your love never changes, never fades, and that you never abandon the purpose for which you came, to save us from our sinful condition and to give us life eternal, the joy of a relationship with a holy God. Your birth and your death sealed your promise to us forever. Amen. We're now going to offer our private prayers as we watch the lighting of the Christmas candles. Are especially with Bob this morning, whose mother Nellie died in the early hours of this morning. We remember Bob and Janet and other members of the family as they grieve on this day of joy for their mother, their grandmother. We're now going to have a reading from Luke chapter 2.
The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while
Quirinius
was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room available for them. Thanks be to God for his word.
We're now going to sing a very modern carol, Come and Join the Celebration.
Bye.
Well, good morning. A very merry and very blessed Christmas to all of you on this day as we gather to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Today, we should be celebrating the greatest Christmas present ever, and it has been given to each one of us. God loves us so much that he sent his only son to live here with us on earth. He sent us his only son to show us that the wonderful example of his good works. He sent his only son to us to shine his brilliant light into our lives. I'm sure many of you received some nice gifts this morning, and I know many of you spent a lot of time and effort planning and maybe even making some of the gifts that you gave to your family and friends. Did anyone make a gift for your mum or dad or brother or sister? Let me just flick back to our screen. And unmute you. I can find the right button. I'm having problems this morning. There we are. There it is. Okay. Anybody want to tell us what they got for Christmas today?
Yeah. Some pajamas and a very woolly, warm hoodie thing. So far, very good.
Well, I told my family I didn't want gifts. I don't need stuff. And I've had two amazing presents. One is a gift of water to a village in Kenya, constant water supply to a village.
Yeah.
And the other is support for women who are victims of abuse in Brazil.
Yeah.
So those are two Christmas presents that are thrilled me to the core.
Right.
Hannah, I'm going to show your birthday cup, your Christmas card, homemade.
Oh, wow.
Christmas card.
Lovely.
Gorgeous.
There, there you go.
Anybody else want to tell us anything about their presents?
Tell them about your cards you've made.
I made all our Christmas cards, and I also made things for the great nieces and nephews. So I've been busy. Thank you to lockdown for that.
and various presents, including the wreath that you can see behind us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, right. That's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very easy.
We haven't really opened any presents, but I've made some Christmas cards which I sent to people. So
yeah.
We thought we'd try and save opening presents for later.
Yes,
yeah.
when Martin's back. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll mute everybody again and we go back to our shared screen. Okay, there we are. Okay. Sometimes the nicest gifts we can give are those that we make ourselves, like the pictures of the cards that we drew or other things, the wreaths. Many times a gift like that tells the person who receives it just how much we care about them. It's not about going and buying an expensive thing from the shops and giving it to people. When we make something for somebody, it means we're really thinking about them, doesn't it? But we can do even better than that. We can give the gift of ourselves, not just today on Christmas Day, but every day of the year. What does it mean if to give the gift of ourselves? When we give the gift of time by visiting somebody who is sick or lonely, we are giving them a beautiful gift of ourselves. When we give the gift of sharing with a friend or family member, we are giving them a gift of ourselves. When we listen to someone with your heart, we are giving them the beautiful gift
of ourselves. These are among the greatest gifts that we can give to each other. Gifts to show how much we really care. Gifts that show how well we have been following the example of Jesus, the greatest gift ever given to mankind. When we give the gift of ourselves, we are sharing that greatest gift of all, the reflection of God's shining love for each one of us. So Merry Christmas, God bless everyone, and we're now going to sing the Calypso Carol, See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw. Let us pray. Lord and giver of all things, the Magi travelled for miles to bring the Christ child the first Christmas presents. So may we too remember with thankful hearts the love that comes with each present we open. We also thank you for the love you have for each of us. And we thank you for the many gifts that you give us, especially the gift of life itself. On this Christmas morning, we pray for those that we have been remembering over the months of lockdown, those who have been sick. We give thanks for those who have had recovery, for Joy Collins, who was taken into hospital but is now back home again, for others like her who tested positive and had to isolate and had the worry of how well and how ill they were going to be. We remember those who, over the past months, have lost loved ones, have not been able to grieve and hold funeral services in the usual way. We uplift them and those who love them. We pray for those who are awaiting results of tests and are waiting to go into hospital for treatment. Oh Lord, at this time of hope, we pray for them. We pray for Bob and his family, having lost Faye today. Oh Lord, we uphold all like them. We uphold those who haven't been able to gather as gather together as families today because of the rules and the regulations. We're having to celebrate Christmas alone. Many people are celebrating Christmas alone today for the very first time for many, many years. Lord, we uphold those. We pray that they might very much know the presence of your love enfolding them. Oh Lord, and we bring to you those private prayers that we prayed on our own earlier. We bring all of these things to you. And we say together the prayer that you taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're now going to sing the hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Angels from the realms of glory.
People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. Go now on this day of great glory and proclaim the birth of our Lord. Let us now say the grace together. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Well, happy Christmas, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful day, however you're celebrating it, whether with family or not. We will have our normal Zoom service on Sunday morning, so hope to see many of you there. But let us wish everybody, let us wish each other a happy Christmas on this day.
Happy Christmas. Bye. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
What we do without him, I really don't.
No.